More than a week ago, two foreign journalists working for the Los Angeles Times were abducted by rebel forces in Colombia. National Liberation Army, or ELN, took credit for the kidnapping, saying it will release the hostages when the Colombian army stops military operations in the state of Arauca. On Monday, the rebels allowed one of the journalists to broadcast a short radio message saying that she and the other journalist were in good health. This abduction came just days before Colombia's main rebel group, the FARC, released a group of five captive journalists. And this kidnapping adds more credibility to a statement made by the Committee to Protect Journalists. It called Colombia one of the most dangerous countries for reporters. Joining us now by phone from Bogota, Colombia, is Rachel Van Dongen, a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you.
What do we know exactly about these, or what do you know about these two journalists?
They were both freelancers for the Los Angeles Times. Both of them were quite experienced, had been working in Colombia for 6 to 7 years, traveling in a very dangerous part of Colombia, Arauca, which President Uribe has declared a special security zone for its violent nature. So he's basically the president gone on a military offensive in this area, which has no doubt stirred up a lot of animosity on the part of the rebel groups acting in the area. And the kidnapping did take place about 4 or 5 days after U.S. Special Forces landed there to help protect an oil pipeline in the area that's partially owned by an American company, Occidental Petroleum.
That was the story that they were chasing?
No, not necessarily. I think they were in the area just to sort of report on the conditions in Arauca in general and perhaps even the guerrillas' viewpoint. Ironically,
you go and get the guerrilla's viewpoint. Sometimes you get more of it than you wish you.
Unfortunately,
I suppose as a journalist in Bogota, you must have discussions all the time about where it's safe to go and where it's not safe to go.
Yeah, but in the past, I mean, this event is actually unprecedented. While Colombian journalists and Colombian counterparts have been repeatedly threatened and killed in the past, Western journalists have sort of been immune to this kind of thing and have traveled around the country relatively unhindered and unharmed. And so this is a new development, and many of us were quite shocked that this had actually happened. But I should mention there is some good news. The rebels are saying at this point that they want to release Ruth Morris and Scott Dalton, the reporter and photographer, either tomorrow or Monday, to a commission of government officials that would presumably head up to the area as long as they listen to their side of the story about army activities in the area.
Despite that good news, I sort of wonder if events like this are in some way going to make it harder for us here in the United States to learn what's happening in remote places of the world. I mean, someone in your position, well, you tell me, but it seems that someone in your position would understandably take a little more care and maybe not travel quite as widely.
Oh, I think that's definitely true. I think that the rules of the game have definitely changed. You know, before, whether or not it was smart, we did feel a sense of sort of invincibility because it had never happened to us before and felt a certain sense of safety going out to these remote places that our Colombian colleagues didn't feel. And a lot of us are asking, how is Colombia going to be covered now at this point that the foreign journalists can't even do it? You know, there's definitely a question mark about that.
I suppose you mentioned Colombian journalists, and that's one thing that I think it's fair to just point out. American journalists occasionally are in danger around the world, but it's the people who actually live in dangerous countries full-time, who grew up there and are trying to write about them that sometimes face the greatest danger.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. I mean, you know, generally when you see stories written from some of the more dangerous places in Colombia, if there are stories in the Colombian press, they're not with bylines. The names are changed. There are definitely, I think there were 8 suspicious deaths of Colombian journalists in the line of work last year, and something like 6 the year before, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists, making Colombia one of the most deadly places in the world for journalists to work. But
go to visit some major Colombian newspaper, and you'll probably have to go through metal detectors and everything else to get in.
Yeah, perhaps. But like I said before, this is not something that's typically happened to Western journalists at all. In fact, the guerrilla groups had felt it was a good method to get their message out to the world. And perhaps because of U.S. policy and these U.S. Special Forces landing in the area just days before, they felt they had to strike back.
Rachel, I want you to stay safe, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks very much for taking the time. Really appreciate hearing
you.
From you.
Bye-bye.
Rachel Van Dongen is a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. She joined us by phone from Bogota, Colombia. In Washington, I'm Steve Inskeep, NPR News.